Now you'll hear the two long conversations. Conversation 1. You're the editor of Public Eye. What kind of topics does your program cover?
Well, they're essentially domestic stories. We don't cover international stories. We don't cover party politics or economics. We do issues of general social concern to a British audience. They can be anything from the future of the health service to the way the environment is going downhill.
How do you choose a topic? Do you choose one because it's what the public wants to know about, or because it's what you feel the public ought to know about?
I think it's a mixture of both. Sometimes you have a strong feeling that something is important, and you want to see it examined, and you want to contribute to a public debate. Sometimes people come to you with things they're worried about, and they can be quite small things. They can be a story about corruption in local government, something they can't quite understand, why it doesn't seem to be working out properly, like they're not having their litter collected properly, or their dustbins emptied.
How do you know that you've got a really successful program, one that is just right for the time?
I think you get a sense about it after working in it a number of years. You know which stories are going to get the attention. They're going to be published at just the point when the public are concerned about that.
Questions 19 to 21 are based on the conversation you have just heard. Question 19. What kind of topics does Public Eye cover? Question 20. How does Public Eye choose its topics? Question 21. What factor plays an important role in running a successful program?